a cult classic, celebrates its 100th birthday this year. Queen City Chamber Opera presents L'Amore de Tre Re by Italo Montemezzi. Artistic director Isaac Celia leads the orchestra, and tenor Marco Panuccio does double duty, singing Avito, the romantic lead, and directing the production. Isaac, why did you decide on this work?
Well, our company's been around for about 2 years now, and we'll focus mostly on Mozart and on Weber, things that are really good at showcasing younger singers. And as we've grown a little bit and we had the resources to hire a larger orchestra, I got in touch with Marco, and he just was telling me about this piece, and he said, you just have to do this. It's the 100th anniversary. It's a piece with history in Cincinnati. The composer conducted it here at the zoo, so it was the natural choice.
We can surmise by the title, The Love of Three Kings, that this is not going to end well.
Correct.
Marco, tell us about your role and how difficult is it going to be, or is it, to direct and perform?
Actually, I'm making my directing debut with this opera. This opera, it has a history with me. In 2002, I was sitting in Reno, Nevada, and I received a telephone call from Sarasota Opera asking me if I would come down and sing this role of Avito in L'Amore di Tre Re. I've never heard of it before in my whole entire life. I didn't know who Montemezzi was. I didn't know anything. So who was the first person I was going to call? Charles Parsons. So I spoke to Charles, and there was silence on the phone for about 6 or 7 seconds, which seemed like an eternity. And he said, you must do this opera. And I said, why? He said, it is the best opera ever written, etc. Now, since then, it has become my favorite opera as well. Even though Britten, of course, is my favorite composer, this has been my favorite opera. The role of Avito, of course, is the lover of one of the three kings. And the baritone is the husband, and the bass is the father of the baritone. And there is an incestuous love between the bass king and his daughter-in-law, Fiora, who is the soprano. I and Fiora also come from the same region in Italy, and she was taken away from this region and basically taken away from me. And so I have a friend who is also one of the servants of the castle with the bass and the baritone, and he lets me in all the time, so I'm able to have my beautiful love scenes with Fiora. So singing it wise, it's going to be fantastic. I've done the role before. I'm very, very comfortable in the role. I love it. It's ingrained in my body. Very, very excited about it. I'm very excited to be directing this piece because it's not going to be a difficult task, and I'll tell you why. The music speaks for itself. And sometimes directors forget that the music allows the drama to happen, and they overanalyze and they overdo things for their own pleasures. It's going to be a very, very simply staged show because the music speaks for itself. And when you hear some of the musical excerpts, you will be able to understand.
Isaac, this is Montemezzi's best work. He composed many other pieces, which we're not at all familiar with, but this one of his unfamiliar works is probably best known to us. It was once part of the operatic standard rep, and as you said, Montemezzi conducted it here at the zoo in the glory days. What should audiences be listening for?
Well, if you're a lover of Italian opera, you'll love this piece because it's the natural descendant of the operatic lineage from the Bel Canto school through Verdi, Puccini, Boito. There was a time when Casaricordi was grooming Montemezzi as the heir to Puccini. And I think part of why he's not more famous and part of why the work isn't well done is after he started conducting it internationally and he started getting famous, he married rich and he didn't really need to advance his career anymore. He had all the money he ever needed and he just kind of fell off the operatic radar. And as he fell away, I think people just stopped taking interest in his work. But musically, it's unlike anything else because it has the fervor of the entire Italian tradition, the long lines, and it also has a lot of German elements too because you can't get away from the influence of Wagner. And it's really ironic that the piece is about a German king who conquers part of Italy. And you can see the mix of the Italian and German styles here, that you've got the Italian style, which has been conquered in a certain sense by Wagner, and that the entire piece is through composed. There are leitmotifs. You hear them right at the beginning. There's a kind of a da-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum that comes back through the whole thing whenever there's horse travel. And there's all sorts of leitmotifs like that. Different characters are represented. Just like in Wagner's works, no two characters sing at the same time. You never have characters singing duets at the same time. They sing at one another like in Wagner, but never together. Even orchestrationally, it's got Wagner's stamp on it. There are some examples. When Fiora dies at the end of Act Two, Archibaldo, he's blind. He discovers her in a tryst with Avito, and he doesn't know what's going on, but he can hear that she was cheating, and he strangles her to death. And at the moment where she actually dies, Montemezzi writes these really percussive diminished chords, just bum, 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 in the whole orchestra. When I heard that, I said, this is the exact same chord, exact same orchestration, at the end of Das Rheingold, when Fafner kills Wassold, and he hits him with a staff, and again you have these bam, bam.
Tell us about the rest of the cast.
So, singing the role of Fiora, the soprano, we have Esther Kang. She holds a Master of Music degree in vocal performance from CCM. While she was there, she sang the role of Michaela in Carmen. We also have singing the role of Manfredo, the baritone role. We have Greg Gibelli, who is also an alumni of CCM, singing the bass role, Archibaldo, the blind king. We have William Tverdick, who's a current AD student at CCM, singing the role of Flaminio. We have Alan Palacios Chan, tenor, who's also a graduate of CCM, and singing the role of smaller comprimario roles of Lancella, the maid, and Vecchia, a woman who comes to mourn Fiora in the last scene. We have Idria Cafaro, a mezzo-soprano, who's a current AD artist diploma student at CCM.
And you talked about being able to hire a larger orchestra, so who are you going to be hiring for that?
The orchestra is almost entirely CCM graduates or advanced students at CCM in the doctoral program or the artist diploma program.
And the Queen City Chamber Opera is a relative newcomer, as you've said. It's been around for 2 years, and congratulations, because you've been appointed assistant conductor of Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. But you've got some big plans for the future.
Repertoire-wise, we have a few things on that are potential options, but nothing concrete yet. We're finding that the Montemezzi is a really good fit for us because it doesn't have too many principal cast members and the chorus is very small. So we're looking for works that are similar, but we try to focus on repertory works by composers people have heard of.
And this is going to be at the Arts Center at Dunham Community Center, which is on the west side of town. So you're taking it out of the center of town and moving it over.
Yeah, I discovered this place a couple months ago when My Cincinnati was doing a concert there, and I just went to observe. And it was like discovering a buried treasure. I was looking at it. It's a beautiful Art Deco theater. It used to be the best tuberculosis hospital in the country, and it's since been redone into this community center with a theater. I was looking at it, and I just couldn't understand why it's not used all the time. It's got a professional lighting array, beautiful stage, wonderful acoustics. And if you haven't been there yet, everyone from all over the city should come see this.
This will be staged, obviously, with costume. And
correct.
Okay. And who's designing the costumes for you?
Kathy Brookfield. She was a former CCM costume designer, and she now works for the Children's Theater of Cincinnati. And I approached her, and she had agreed to design all the costumes, and she's building all of them. So I'm very excited about that as well. Something else that I just wanted to see if we could just talk about, how wonderful these dates happen to be for the performances. We have been very fortunate to collaborate with Cincinnati Opera for this production during National Opera Week, which happens the week of our performance. And it's amazing because then all of the opera lovers of Cincinnati and around the community get to experience this L'Amore de Tre at the end of the National Opera Week.
Queen City Chamber Opera presents Montemezzi's L'Amore de Tre on Saturday, November 2nd at 8 o'clock and Sunday, November 3rd at 2 o'clock. At the Arts Center at Dunham Community Center in Price Hill. You can learn more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.
Tornavano da questa terra alcuni dei nostri, e nella lingua scalpita impenetallica, di nostra gente.